welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Thank you for joining us again at Farm Chatter. Since we last recorded a podcast, we have been running crazy. We've both had a lot of meetings for work. We've had a lot going on at the farm. So we feel like we're trying to play catch up.
We have been full on, as you all know. The weather hasn't been great. This is the first Sunday. It's so exciting. This is the first Sunday in 4 weeks, I believe, that it has not snowed. It's a beautiful day. We've had some honeybees looking in the window at us today, which is nice, instead of snowflakes.
That's true. Oh, and there's one right now. She's flying around the window, checking out. Maybe she wants to be a guest on Farm Chatter.
That would be nice.
We also just came in from a little walk out to the orchard where there were just a bunch. You couldn't even count how many bees there were flying around. What was in bloom?
Right now we have peach trees are blooming. Mm. We have plum trees blooming. We have cherry trees that are almost ready to bloom.
Those were just gorgeous blooms.
And they're loaded with honeybees and all kinds of pollinators. We don't discriminate against all. We love all pollinators.
That's right. I saw at least three distinct kinds of bees out there today. So today we're going to talk a little bit about some encouragement we had this week. And it just could not have come at a better time. We were really feeling run down and ragged.
And, maybe a little grouchy.
Maybe just a tad. And we had some great events that happened this past week. First off was Monday morning. Our first thing Monday morning, we got to speak to some high school students at Charleston High School.
It was so nice. It was snowing when we showed up that day. It was a really dreary, you know, it's Monday, and we get to start the week off with snow in April. But we walked into the classroom at Charleston High School, and these eager faces met us.
That's right. This was Kelly Rice's early morning tutorial class, and there were some really, really good kids in that class.
Oh, they were so, I mean, it was 8:40 in the morning, I believe, is when the class started, and they were energetic.
They were energetic. And really engaged with our topic.
And we were there, we were asked to speak this time. We speak on a lot of different topics, usually honeybees. That's usually what people are interested in. But Kelly had asked us to come speak to her class about podcasting, publishing.
Yes, that she had some students that were interested in writing books in self-publishing, so they had some great questions about that. And really, we got an opportunity to talk about all things Five Feline Farm.
We did. We had about 20 minutes, but we crammed a lot in that time.
We did. They asked wonderful questions.
They were prepared with questions and ready, and we had students that are for sure going to be podcasters and writers. There's no doubt in my mind.
I agree.
And we also talked about owning a business, starting a business.
Yes. So they were very interested in being entrepreneurs.
I love that part.
I do too. Then we got some great feedback. We, of course, had posted that we had been there, and I believe Kelly also posted.
Yes, she thanked us.
And we had some comments on there from other students that walked in and saw what she had written on the board that we were there as guests. And so they made comments about, hey, I know them.
And that really kind of makes you feel good. I love their scones, I think one of them said.
Yes, so that was nice.
Makes you feel good.
It does. And that was a great way to start our week.
It was.
So then to bookend the week, and boy, in between was really...
It was crammed.
It was crammed with just...
meetings and...
responsibilities.
Travel and...
So there was just so much going on. It was nice to then have Friday morning and another speaking engagement.
And this one was for Sarah Brown's class. We spoke to, I believe, about 80 sixth grade students at Cumberland Middle School. And wow, it was so cool.
They were so engaged. And this one was specific to honeybees.
It was, which is, that's probably a topic we could talk for hours on.
There's so much to know and learn about honeybees, and really they're such a fascinating insect. So these kids were super engaged. We took some of our equipment. We took a bee suit.
Some of the students wanted to try on the bee suit, and that was really fun.
It was fun. They were so excited.
And they had so many great questions. They even stumped us on a couple of questions.
They did stump us. And I need to still go back and find the answer to one of their questions. So look for that on a future post.
Yes. But it was exciting. One of the things that we want to do, we are about education. Both of us are educators. We've been educators all of our life. That's what I do for a living. And it's just so exciting to see young people that want to learn. And all of the students at Charleston High School and the students at Cumberland, they were so excited. And that just energized us.
It absolutely did. And we needed that.
We needed it bad.
Come Friday morning, we were really...
crispy.
Yeah, crispy's probably about the most descriptive term. And to come away from that time with students who were excited, and we had a great time there. We spent about 45 minutes or so speaking to those students, and it would just really lifted us up.
It did.
So we had that to kind of bookend our work week. Then Saturday, we had some pretty decent weather and worked in the garden a little bit.
We worked in the garden for 4 or 5 hours, hauling mulch.
Okay, so it was more than just a little bit.
Yeah, it was a lot. And turning over beds.
Yes. And you will get to see that probably by the time this podcast is up. You will be able to also find that video with how we go about preparing garden beds.
All by hand.
All by hand. We are all about the old skills, small batch, high quality, really focused on how we go about producing everything we produce.
Right. So clearly we're not going to have a 5-acre farm.
No, we have a 5-acre property, but it's not all going to
no,
be planted.
Not the way that we work it.
So that video, we do have a YouTube channel. Just search Five Feline Farm on YouTube. There are a couple of videos up there already. And within the next 24 hours, so by April 23rd, 24th, that video about preparing seed beds will also be up and launched on YouTube. So look for that. Then Saturday afternoon was another really neat experience for us.
We rarely take time away from work on weekends because that's about the only time. And when the weather's nice, you feel a little bit guilty taking time away from work. But we, as you know, we do take Sundays off generally as much as we possibly can. We do have one day that we try to take away from work. But Saturday afternoon, we decided to take a little time and go to EIU's Celebration of the Arts.
That was such an uplifting experience for us. We saw so many people that we know from the farmers market.
It was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous. We listened to some great bands.
Yeah, Moondogs.
The Moondogs.
And this other band, I don't know who they were, but they were really, really
good.
They
were very good. We didn't catch their name. We kind of came in late because our purpose was to see the Moondogs. And just the experience of being surrounded by these wonderful artists, both in music and the fiber arts, jewelry,
metal art, anything you can imagine. There was sand art.
Yes.
That was very cool.
It was. So just to be part of that and really being part of the community there and being recognized and known and connected to all of these other artists and vendors.
It's really odd because one of the things that's really important to us is that we are connected to the community. You know, not that we're just out on the farm somewhere and away from town. You may have just heard a meow. That was Abby.
Yes, Abby's in here again, putting in her opinion.
But community is really important to us, to be a part of that, to give back to the community, and to go to celebration in this festive atmosphere after we've worked so hard all day and have so many people say, when does the market start? When is your store going to be open next? That was so fun.
It was. And in fact, that feeling of being in community is so important to us and to Five Feline Farm that is really the theme of the book that I'm working on now. That there was a point in our lives that before this was Five Feline Farm, we were not really connected to community. And that was a need for us. And through the farmers market, we have found that niche. We now feel in community. And so that is the next book that will be coming out early summer, I believe. It is in the first pass editing phase now. But you will be in the know because we will continue to give you updates. The title is The Long Road to Market, and it's about finding community in the backdrop of the farmers market. So stay tuned for that one.
So thank you for joining us today. We hope that we've encouraged you a little bit. We feel so encouraged right now, and we appreciate you listening to us. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.